Bread of Life, John chapter 6, verse 24 to 35. Have you ever heard the phrase, you are what you eat? The notion of this phrase was first introduced by French writer Anselme Brillat-Savarin. In 1825, in his book, The Physiology of Taste, or Meditations on Transcendental Gastronomy, he wrote, tell me what you eat and I will tell you what you are. Also in 1863, in an essay titled Concerning Spiritualism and Materialism, German philosopher Ludwig Andreas Feuerbach wrote that man is what he eats. Although neither Brillat-Savarin or Feuerbach meant their quotations to be taken literally, they were stating that the food one eats has a bearing on one's state of mind and health. But the actual phrase, you are what you eat, did not emerge in English until in the 1920s and 30s. At that time in America, the naturalist Victor Linder strongly believed in the idea that food controls health. So he developed the catabolic diet through his belief that 90% of diseases known to man were caused by cheap foodstuffs. You are what you eat. In 1942, finally, Linder published the book You Are What You Eat, How to Win and Keep Health with Diet. Right, actually, what you eat implies much information about who you are. Back in the day, what you eat could show your social class and level of wealth, and now this can be helpful information to understand your state of mind and health, character, and religious belief too. What you eat not only affects the condition of your physical body, but also the condition of your soul and spirit. It affects how you think and feel, and even what you believe. Indeed, what you eat is very important because this either can save your life or ruin your life. Following last week, we are continuing to read the Gospel of John chapter 6. In John 6, Jesus refers to himself as the bread of life. He said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Through this time, I hope you find Jesus Christ, your bread of life, in your midst, and come to him to never be hungry again, and believe in him to never be thirsty again. When we think about Jesus as the bread of life, what comes to your mind first? Probably, you would think about the bread on this communion table. This is because during the Last Supper, Jesus gave this bread by saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Although we don't believe in transubstantiation, which means that the bread actually changes into Christ's body during communion, still, this is bread given by Jesus. So, it is very special and sacred, and we take it as his body, the bread of life. Actually, if we contemplate the meaning of the bread of life more deeply, it widens and deepens our understanding of what it means to participate in the Lord's table. Whenever we have a communion service during church, we use certain liturgy, which was written based on what Jesus actually did in the Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and 1 Corinthians have very similar liturgical texts about the Last Supper, which is what we use as a model for the communion liturgy. But you know what? We cannot find this text in John. After Jesus fed more than 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, in John 6:27, he said, do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life. because he already knew that the reason why the crowd follows him was not because they believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, but because of the bread which satisfied their physical hunger. Therefore, to teach the crowd, in verse 35, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me never be thirsty." Although Jesus is the bread of life, making them never be hungry and thirsty again, people did not know them. They just followed Jesus for the bread that makes them full right away but hungry again soon. That is not what Jesus meant to be the bread of life. As the bread of life, Jesus not only satisfies our physical hunger, but also our spiritual hunger. And in the case of physical hunger, we can be full without Jesus. But in the case of physical spiritual hunger, we cannot be full without Jesus. Only Jesus satisfies our spiritual hunger. Think about the meaning of "you are what you eat." If you only think the piece of this bread has no difference from any other bread, today you are going to eat just a little normal piece of bread that even cannot make you feel full. But if you believe it is the bread of life which was given by Jesus Christ, you will renew your soul and refresh your spirit, and you will find a new life in Jesus Christ. Instead of using the story of the Last Supper, describing what happened at the Lord's table on the night before the Passover, as Matthew, Mark, and Luke did, John put the story of Jesus washing his disciples' feet in chapter 13. Washing the disciples' feet! And this shows how he understands the meaning of Jesus' statement, "I am the bread of life." Firstly, Jesus became the bread of life, not for himself, but for others. He is the bread of life for all, so he willingly gave his body life for all. Especially as the United Methodist Church, we invite all to join in the Lord's table to take his body and blood, regardless of who we are, because we all are children of God and loved by Jesus Christ. Furthermore, we should never forget why Jesus washed his disciples' feet while he was eating with them. Just partaking in the communion, just eating bread and wine, is not all about the communion. If we ate his body and blood, which is his love, we need to spread his love in the world. The Lord's table is the table of love. Because God so loved us, Jesus became the bread of life for us. Therefore, we need to extend this table of love outside of the church. If you eat the bread of life, you need to be the bread of life for somebody. You need to share this bread of life with the world. If you find the new life through this bread of life, you also need to share this bread of life to save someone else's life. We need to share the love of Jesus by spreading the word of God, feeding the hungry, taking care of the weak, and serving the needs of our neighbors. Through this, we will show this world why Jesus is the bread of life. Many moms here would know what happens to your baby's poop as they start eating solid food. If they eat rice cereal, you will see rice cereal. If they eat mango, you will see mango. If they eat blueberry, you will see blueberry. Yes, they are honest about what they eat, because their poop frankly shows what they ate. Today, Jesus invites us to join in his table of love. He invites us to eat his love. He willingly allows us to eat his body. "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Take this bread and eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Today, you are eating the bread of life. As we go out to world, let us be honest about what we eat today. Let us boldly show who we are by sharing what we eat, the bread of life, to the world. Praise God. Amen.